This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have some amazing information for you today. I had a contact this morning with a husband, runs a number of businesses, and his wife and his daughter are both OBGYNs in Michigan, and they purchased a bunch of our hazmat suits, both below 5-5-7 and 5-7 and above. Plus, they had purchased visors from us for goggles. And we also took care of them in terms of their need for NIOSH masks and the first line defense kit. They're in a grave danger. And after I had a discussion with them, with this person, who was very intelligent, and I'm hoping they will call into the show because I gave them the phone number to call in, he directed me to an interesting series of papers, which I've been researching for some time because he came up with Lowell Ponte's comments last week that the SARS-2 COVID virus may actually cause infertility. And I've been digging up research now. I think I have enough to say that I think there's a significant weight of medical literature now to prove that actually those people who even have silent or asymptomatic cases may become infertile or reduce sperm count in males especially. So I'm going to pull up that article here. This one here, as you can see, if you're watching the YouTube video, it says coronavirus may render most male patients infertile. And the latest coronavirus research from the medical community comes from Nanjing Medical University in Suzhou Hospital, led by Dr. Zhang Jin Wang, head of the Department of Urology at Suzhou Hospital. Males affected by the SARS-CoV-2 viral coronavirus, which causes the COVID-19 disease, like to become infertile because even if they recover from the infection. According to the new research published in the MedRxiv, an open-source online medical journal, the coronavirus typically attacks ACE2 angiotensin-converting enzyme receptors in human tissues. The team of urologist researchers that comprise the Dr. Jiang Zhang Wang and Dr. Kaibin Fang and Dr. Kai Di Li, Dr. Yang Hung Ding, and Dr. Wei Lu focused primarily on renal and testicular tissues, as these were rich with ACE2 receptors, especially the renal tubular cells, the Leydig cells in the seminiferous tubules in the testes. The study results showed that the new coronavirus expressed potent pathogenicity to both male, to both renal and testicular tissues. In other words, it caused kidney damage, but it also can damage the testicles in terms of production of sperm. That's interesting. Oh, we're getting a call from Dan Royal here. Just a second. Yes, let's talk to him. Okay, Dr. Dan Royal?
Hello, how are you?
Hey, good. Can we bring on, and do you want to come on here in a few minutes?
No, I got to do my own radio show here.
Okay, yeah, okay, I'm on air right now. Do you want us to bring on in the second hour, let's say at the bottom of hour number one at 1:30 Pacific?
My show's from 1 to 2, so maybe after that.
Well, not today, but tomorrow we can bring on. Let's bring on tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow we'll bring on it, though, at, say, 1 o'clock Pacific time, okay?
Let me just double check here.
Yeah, okay, I got to run because I'm on air. I've got Mr. Norbert here. I'm on air. Okay, give me a shout back, Dan. Dr. Dan, tomorrow. Take care, bye. Anyway, Dr. Norbert, you're the gentleman whose wife is an OBGYN, and you directed me to these papers. My co-host, Lowell Ponte, is a science writer for years, pulled up the information that he realized there may be some evidence that it causes infertility. I went to the website, which is organicslant.com. He directed me to by the link on to my phone, and I pulled it up. And I have the article up right now, and I actually have it on video radio, which means if you go to my YouTube channel, you can see the article actually from organicslant.com. It says / coronaviruses will render most male patients infertile. And I'm reading down through the article. I'll read a little bit more, then I want to hear more of your response because your wife's an OBGYN. You have to understand the people who were involved with the Event 201 last year, Bill Gates and his father, who actually helped to found the plant on Parenthood, I call it, certainly will cut off business for OBGYNs because there won't be any more intrauterine babies anymore if they get their way. In the 2030 documents called the United Nations Agenda 2030, they want no more public or wild reproduction. They want only reproduction in laboratory using artificial uteri with genetic engineering of the children that will be basically have specific gene complexes either to extend life or to make sure they won't fight against the state, just like they're doing research in China right now. I'd like you to give us some background information of what you see on this, and then I'll continue reading the article after I hear your comments. Go ahead.
All right. So there's a couple of things I'd like to say. First of all, thank you so much for all your assistance. We are greatly appreciated over here. Yes, my wife, she's an OBGYN, and I have been involved in the community for about 2 decades now. My daughter, she just graduated, and she's an MD. I do not believe she's going to be an OBGYN. I believe she's going to be an interventional cardiologist once she goes through the residency programs. So, back to the point, that's what, basically, she's the one who got this whole situation right in front of me, and I started to do some extensive amount of research about it, yes. So the Chinese tactics in here goes really deep because what they do is, in the past 2 decades, they have been extensively researching, like, genetics, gene sequencing. They're taking samples and materials from different type of people there, including the mini that they're experimenting on the Uyghur race, which is like in their very west Xiangyun province. That's where they that's what they've been doing, actually, really testing biological testing on humans and their re-education camps. So, yes, that's not no secret. But
right. Well, by the way, what people have to understand, if you actually read, and the thing about their weird religion, these satanic Luciferic elite, they have to tell you in advance in written documents and open source things like the Georgia Guidestones, World Watch Institute, which you can get the book every year, the Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Vision 2050. It's open source. I mean, people can just read it. I mean, it's right there, right in front of you, in your face. But then when you watch the video that was put up last October, when Bill Gates and this university all met together with Event 201, they planned on forced vaccinating and forced chipping the population with a tracking chip, which is the mark of the beast. I mean, I went in 21 years ago to Oak Ridge National Lab and saw them where they're making a DNA biochip with a company out of Chicago called Affymetrics, which I also visited. I also took care of the employees working at the Virtual World Project at Schriever Air Force Base, which is the actual physical, actual reality of what's called the Matrix, which is a Cray array underground of supercomputer Cray 4 computers, and they're going to replace them with a Cray 5. Each Cray 5 gallium arsenide quantum chip could actually do the processing of 100,000 Cray 4, because everybody is a node. Now, what happened after I talked to you, I had an interesting discussion last night that I didn't get a chance to share with you, but I actually contacted my contact in China about the biophilia scanner to actually pick up the harmonic resonant frequencies of the COVID-19 virus. And he inadvertently sent the data to me. And actually, it's funny, maybe I can pull up that picture. I don't know if I still have it on my Skype. What's amazing in the picture, it actually shows that when I pulled up the data, I actually did a test on myself. It says virus contaminated with HIV genes, so-called, flu. In other words, the text they actually had in the testing sequence that they knew, this company out of central China that does quantum testing, was fully aware of this virus. Now, you got to understand, it wasn't the U.S. military that brought the virus to China, but we shared all the data. Every one of our companies that was involved with that, and I'll just list them just for people's reference so they may have not heard this before. I call it the Fatal Drugs Allowed, the Center for Disease Creation, CDC, the World Horrors Organization, the National Institute of Sterilization, as you call them, so it's AID, with Dr. Fauci, who's been a proponent of vaccines for years that are really dangerous. The SARS, last SARS vaccine, which came out of the 2003 SARS, caused a thing called a cytokine storm to cause death, which is similar to the Gardasil vaccine that causes pseudotumor, cerebri, cardiac arrhythmias, and immune system failure. This virus I see, and I have a bunch of articles. I have one up right now, and I'm just continuing reading it, and then I'm going to get more comments from you. Study reveals that the new coronavirus expressed potent pathogenicity to both renal and tubular tissues with resultant lesions. The damaged testicular tissues could lead to infertility in most of male patients. Researchers advise that during a drug treatment with coronavirus-infected patients, clinicians should pay attention, careful attention to renal function evaluation, as some of the antivirals, which are known to exhibit renal toxicity, can aggravate the virus damage, right? In other words, some of the antivirals can actually...
Correct.
Stay right there, Norbert. We're going to be right back after the break, and I want to continue this dialogue because this is breaking news. I have more news to break with you, but I'm going to repeat after. We're going to talk on the break, so you just stay right there. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Supplements. Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We have Norbert back. Norbert, you're a very interesting guy. I want to have you on. Actually, you should be a regular caller. I'm going to continue reading this article. The researchers also advise that clinicians pay attention to the risk of testicular lesions, particularly during the hospitalization and later clinical follow-ups, especially the assessment approach intervention in male patient infertility. The research was based on the data sets of 146 male patients in three different settings. Thailand Medical News notes that the research has yet to be peer-reviewed. Of course, we know that peer-reviewed stuff is often tried to suppress it. However, the results in this research could have large implications and effect on the thousands of male patients infected with coronavirus. Now, you got to understand, the sperm count in males since 1973 has dropped by about 75%, and male hormone levels have dropped between 75 and 85% since the 70s. We're following that with other things in the diet, for example, things like monosodium glutamate and aspartame. All of these things are neurotoxic to sperm. And you have to understand, I'm going to pull up the articles here, too. I actually went to the National Library of Medicine, and I'm going to actually blow up the articles that I actually pulled up from them. Let's see if I have them right. And I want people to understand, these actual articles are at the National Library of Medicine. Let me see if I can get that article up here. Let's see, behave yourself, computer.
So the old way of this is to cause complication, similar
effect. Yeah, it talks about here. Here's the top article: angiotensin 1-7. That's receptor MAS are expressed in human testes, implications for male infertility. That's the Journal of Molecular Histology, 2010, February 4, Volume 41, Section 1, page 75-80. I mean, I've got dozens of articles here, which I'm actually going to post up, and people need to realize. They know that besides that, even Bill Gates said that the vaccines would sterilize the population that they're going to launch next year, and that they're also going to be co-chipping everybody. Everybody who chips, and in fact, they want to pass federal and world laws that you can't get into a federal building, go outside, go to a stadium, go shopping, or whatever, unless you've been only chipped but vaccinated. That's what their plan is, isn't
it? That's correct. Now, actually, there's something else there. You're going to have to get, like, a green passport. Green passport means you have the...
Well, the World ID is this October, which is like 6 months away. And you got to understand, they want to add these additional factors to it so that you can't travel internationally. You won't be able to know... If Donald Trump gets the word on this and gets through, because I knew you wrote directly to him, we need to make sure that people write to Trump and say, look, are you aware... This was collaboration of agencies. The people around Trump are a bunch of either idiots or criminals. Fauci's a criminal. This guy should have been indicted. He's involved for years pushing vaccines, which are all, by the way, lethal or stupid or useless.
30 years,
okay? And the same with this Dr. Burke. She's an idiot. And the people they have on Fox News, these young, like Dr. Safran and so on, they know nothing. These people don't understand that this is... The best way to describe this virus, if it infects you, a good portion of the people are asymptomatic, but it could sterilize them. But they can carry it to other people. But here's the problem. The virus induces mitochondrial damage, not just to your lungs, but your heart, your brain, your nervous system. And just like the 1918 flu, it can cause damage that can cause an early death 10 or 15 or 20 years hence. So even if you survive it as a young person, you get permanent lung damage, permanent kidney or heart damage, causing things like heart failure, and infertility. And that's their goal. Their goal is to cut off the ability to reproduce humans. So all these women are pushing for abortion, don't worry about it. You won't be having intrauterine pregnancies anymore. Your wife doing OBGYN?
You understand the importance of that article? I mean,
yeah, I do.
Technically, they're eliminating the future generations or limiting them.
Well, they don't want future generations, and I'll tell you the reason why.
They're limiting them to the extreme. So,
yeah.
That's why there's informed studies need to be done on that. Now, this is just one simple study. It was, even though it was a critical study, it was still a simple and small, very small-scale study. However, I have read it in a number of other articles as well today. It's the exact same conclusion.
Well, I have other articles up. I have unregulated ACE, ANG, 1-7-MAS axis, and jejunal enterococci cocci. It's actually elsewhere. Gonadotropin stimulate increase the expression of the angiotensin converting enzyme. In other words, your brain gonadotropins make your body express angiotensin in your testicles to make sperm. So when you do that, when you have this virus, it basically, besides the vaccine, which they want to do is a kind of a 1-2 punch, the second punch, is to sterilize the population of Earth and chip us to make sure they're tracking us down to a cubic meter. And the neural lace research with Dr. Lieber, who got arrested 6 weeks ago, in Harvard, who was actually collaborating with a 3D modeling of the virus and three-dimensional modeling so they could make this chimera at the BSL-4 lab in Wuhan. Remember, the communists are basically our laboratory. The globalist laboratory for the New World Order, including WhatsApp, which is Google, is China. China is totally collaborating with the New World Order. That's why they get all the World Trade Organization.
I don't understand why is the World Health Organization they are completely covering them, because 50% of their funding comes from there. 50% of the work is being done in there. And also you have to understand the other implications of this war situation that's going on right now. This is a biodependency situation going on in China. I'm sure you're very well aware of 80 to 90% of our critical APIs are coming from China.
Yeah, okay. you're talking about personal protection is easy to reverse that here.
APIs, pharmaceutical ingredients.
Oh, yeah. Well, the API thing, that was done on purpose to make us dependent on China for our generic drugs and so on, and vaccines, antibiotics and so on, yeah.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
The other 10% comes from India, which right now we're actually relying on them. That's why it was a big conversation between Trump and the Indian leader, Modi.
Modi is actually much more cooperative with us than the Indians. The Chinese, by the way, are playing this game. Remember, you have to understand that Mr. Xi and the global elite, they're all around Trump. And again, I've said this before, if Trump gets proper advice, he'll be the best president we ever had, because he'll cut off ties with China, he'll get rid of the drug connection so we make our own drugs, he'll make sure the personal protection gear is here, he'll actually start expelling all these students that are Chinese students here. They're acting with their... there's 500,000 graduate students here and from China. They're basically, if you want to call it, spies for technology. And Huawei,
That's what they use. This is one way of their information gathering. They do two different methods. They use soft and hard espionage. The soft espionage is when they come into your office, they study the few, they work under you, and basically they learn from you and they steal your research. Okay?
Well, they did it on purpose. The head of the BSL lab in Wuhan worked at that BSL-3 facility with the directors there in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I mean, we have to understand that the globalists work.
Well, yes, also hire people to work for them. Also, they buy technology as well too. And that's
but it's not this. See, Trump is not aware that this virus is what the agenda is. And it's here. Here's my other guess. And I had to disagree very strongly with Dr. Truat. Now, he got some things correct. He had about the list of people involved with the event 201, but the thing where he made a wrong conclusion, he called it just a drill. No, you got to understand, they planned this out, so it's not a drill. It's a real deadly virus, but it's easy to stop it. In other words, I had one person the other night over the weekend. Did you change your mind? No, I didn't. For example, I'm already getting calls literally day and night that we're rescuing people just with our plasma iodine or Neutrodyne. In New York, they're dying, and they take it, boom, and then within hours, they're better, okay? So we sold a ton of it to New York just yesterday. Now you got to understand, people, what's going on here. This is easy to defeat with things like our antipathogenics, Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, NutriSilver, NutriDefense. Things to stop the cytokine storm to damage your mitochondria, because this is like altitude sickness is what it is. When we come back, you stay right there in orbit. It's your hour. We're going to have you as a special caller. I think I need to have you on the show regularly, by the way.
Get healthy.
This is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The American Medical Association is calling for all remaining cities and states to issue stay-at-home orders to better enforce social distancing guidelines.
the most effective tool we have in this fight at this moment is physical distancing, which means every city and state that has not yet implemented shelter in place or stay at home restrictions needs to do so immediately.
President Patrice Harris says these enforcements need to remain in place until evidence shows it's safe to return to normal. The number of people dying from COVID-19 is approaching 12,000. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University say 11,830 people in the United States have died from the virus, and Prime Minister of Britain Boris Johnson remains in intensive care due to coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Back and Norbert, I want people to understand here. Now, I'm going to just summarize what this virus is. It's a bioweapon with collaboration with the U.S. and China. It was not sold to them. We totally collaborated. It came right after a conference in America in the fall with Bill Gates and globalist organizations in the United Nations. This is not a drill, as Dr. Chouat says. It was organized and it was released on purpose, because their ultimate purpose is to, number one, reduce human fertility, part of the Green Agenda. It's part of the World ID program that was passed, you know, not only by the United Nations, but also forwarded by the Presidential Directive 51 by George Bush Jr. in 2007. Remember, he presided over the reading his upside-down goat book, the destruction of the World Trade Center towers and the Pentagon with nukes and the release of weaponized amerothrax anthrax. You need to understand the globalists are involved here, and we have deep state people, including previous presidents, members of our deep state, including people like Brennan and Clapper, people involved with the Department of Injustice, scientists that are collaborating directly with the Communist Chinese and teaching them and sharing data. We have 12 since 9/11 in 2001. We've increased by 2015 30 times our amount of bioweaponeers making. We call death weapons. These are not to try to protect us. They're weapons to kill the human race or sterilize us. And they've already made a deal with the Chinese that we knew that we're going to be slaying so many thousands or millions of people, so that their ultimate goal is to sterilize us and to chip us and to enter us into what's called the cyber state or mark of the beast. And eventually they want to be able to hack into our consciousness so they can tell about pre-crime, just like the movie Minority Report. If you think I'm making this up, you're an idiot. And you're going to die in your own sweat and vomit if you want to spit on us and think, well, Dr. Deagle's crazy. I've been saying this for 21 years since I went to the Prophecy Club. Before that, I actually had all this information for almost now 30 years. People need to understand when I say these things, you can take it to your prayer closet and pray, and you'll hear, oh my God, what do I do if Deagle's not a liar? What do I do if he's not just a narcissistic egomaniac, but he's actually telling the truth and he cares about us?
Let him understand it.
Yeah, and guess what? You need out there need to smarten up and ask valid questions, people. And I don't mind you calling into the show if you raise a valid issue, even if you have grade 3 and you have logic and common sense and personal experience. But if you think you're going to attack the science of which I mentioned things on the show, or the logic or my nutraceuticals or technology, and by the way, I heard a message here from my wife that said, they're all waiting for me to invent a technology to block the virus using radionic frequency broadcasting. I've had that for years. If you contact me, and I'm going to put it back up on my site, I have a broadcasting device that can generate a frequency that will cover not only your home, but it actually broadcasts up to 25 miles to block the not only the Nagalites, but also the SARS coronavirus, and also to induce the Edenic frequencies that were over the Garden of Eden, that induce the messenger RNA to make your structural proteins and enzymes. They're all dependent on the musical keys of the atomic resonance based on Linus Pauling equations of all the minerals that tell your DNA to make structural proteins and enzymes. I already have that. I've had it for years.
So people say, technology? Beautiful.
So I'm telling you right now, people, the reason why these people are freaking out is the globalists know since last year they started watching LIGO and Virgo, which are watching gravity waves coming in from deep space in the belt of Orion, which is very near the dragon star called Alpha Draconis, which is where dragon stars, where the lead alien species that are under Lucifer, that are our Nephilim, where they've been basically securing, ruling our planet. Their descendants here are called the Druids. The Druids have ruled Earth for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years. They are the primary enemies through their various proxies of the Jebusites, Hivites, etc. That's why when he was cast before the shores of Syria, before the Temple of Dagon. The Temple of Dagon is an amphibious reptilian god from deep space. That's called the Draco Reptilians. We know that. In Asia, they call them the Naga. In South Africa, they call them the Chitahuri. Dr. Deagle knows everything. I don't know something. I know everything. And I want you to understand this. We're dealing with an exoplanetary and transdimensional evil of galactic proportions, and we're in a galactic war, and God's going to terminate them shortly. He's going to terminate them. Your main job right now is stay out of harm's way. Don't get infected. If you're out in public, wear a mask and a goggle visor because it can get in your eyes. If you're working as a health professional, have a hazmat suit. We have those. We even have respirators coming. We'll have those here shortly. You want to make sure that you do not get infected. If you take our nutraceuticals, you can't be a site for the virus. Take vitamin D. Take our zinc, which is Minerals Plus. Take our antipathogenics, especially. We sold a boatload of it yesterday to New York, and we've rescued people. I'm getting calls day and night of how we save people just for their Nutridyne. There's no excuse for this, people. This virus is easy to defeat, but it's a killer. It is not just a drill. It's a real thing going on, and they don't care if they kill hundreds of millions of Americans and people around the world, including the Chinese Communist Party is fully aware of this, that they created the spy weapon with our help. Without our help, they could not have done this. We did it with them. This is a collaboration, and it's not an accidental release. My evidence now is that it was on purpose, and it was timed precisely after this fall conference that was Event 201. This is an on purpose bringing in the New World Order, because 6 months from now, October 1, 2020, this is the world identification, and they want to enter us into the beast system to make us all cyber states, chipped, tracked, and sterilized, so only wild reproduction would occur in laboratories. Now, I did a lecture in 97, that's 24 years ago, in Zurich, Switzerland, on tissue transplantation and artificial uterine growth, which, by the way, there are two major labs in the world at the time back in the mid-70s. That's a long time ago, almost 50 years ago. And the one lab was near Milano, and the other lab was George Washington University in the United States, and they actually had artificial uteri growing human fetuses up to the 20th week, and then they'd terminate them. If you don't think they can clone and create cloned human beings, in fact, in China, I've got contacts that instead of just getting organs from prisoners, which they tissue type, they're growing clones of you in laboratories to create organs to then transplant back into you through their network. And by the way, this network works as a special activity division of the CIA, because the CIA SAD division regulates all the drug trade, all the organ trade, and all of the organ transplantation trade, and all the human trade and prostitution in the world. And the money goes into deep space projects like deep underground military bases for all countries all over the world. It goes into all kinds of corruption. So if you don't think the deep state is totally collaborating with the communist Chinese and the United Nations and all these global agencies like the CFR, et cetera, et cetera.
They're pawns. They're just pawns, too. So it's hard to blame them because they have this purpose.
Well, they honestly think that they're doing the right thing. So you got to remember, Lucifer is now an angel of good, what does good and evil. He will do evil as well as good to get his ends. And the global Masonic organizations believe the same thing. That's why if they're Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, United Nations, they want to push this stuff, even this fake. And I'm a member, charter member of Greenpeace 50 years ago in the with environmentalism, you know, with the Greenpeace. I was one of their charter members doing oceanography work when I did my PhD before I went into medicine. And I can tell you, these lying pieces of human garbage, there's no such thing as CO2-induced global warming. They have weaponized the upper atmosphere with thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum. They're using torsion field control of weather systems. They've weaponized the planet to create earthquakes and volcanoes. They have to steer weather systems to create superstorms, and they even call hurricanes, which are superstorms on land, where a hurricane occurs on land. And if you don't believe me, I can give you the science, okay? So if you think, I'll argue with Dr. Deagle.
Have you recalled what happened just last year when we had that solar observatories is being raided and being taken over by?
Oh yes, I remember. Yeah, it was solar observatory because they're watching the sun, right?
Yes. But it was much more to it. Like, do you know how China have their own intranet? Correct.
So right.
They have like a close quarter cloud system. Right. Well.
Right.
So we have a certain technology. What they were actually were trying to steal.
They're trying to steal more and more. They don't have everything. China, right. We gave them. Let me tell you some information, Robert. In 1999, under Bill Clinton, we had a project called Lockheed Martin or Sputnik, and set up in the London Stock Exchange, part of the LEO satellite system, which is LEO. Low Earth Orbit cell phones and internet connection. Do you know that?
Yes.
Low Earth Orbit, it's called LEO.
Yes.
And during that LEO project, we actually gave uplink stations in Russia and China and other countries so that they could actually have high-speed satellite-based systems. We also gave some level of supercomputers to the communist Chinese because they want to create the beast. They want to steal the beast system because they want to control it by 2025. And they're not there yet, but they're trying to get all the good stuff so they can control the world. This is all globalists who are involved here. Stay right there, Norbert. We're going to be right back. Sorry I talked too much, but you have lots of time to talk in the next segment, so stay right there. Don't go away.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8.
We got to improve your audio on your phone, because I want to get you back on, but I want to improve your cell phone a bit. I've got another list of more articles here. In fact, the third one down, it says angiotensin 1-7 is receptor MAS and the angiotensin converting enzyme type 2 and expression in the human ovary. So it doesn't just affect male sperm count, it affects female fertility as well. And this is published in the Fertility Sterility 2011 January. Volume 95, Section 1, page 176 to 81. So these are actual published articles. People say, Dr. Deagle, you made that up. No, I didn't. This takes a lot of research before actually we'll bring out something like this, which means these globalists released it on purpose, Bill Gates and the other corrupt maniacs in the globalist organizations, including our deep state here in America, collaborate with the communist Chinese. That's why Xi's smiling his Chinese face off with a mask on. He's on talking to a screen. Because they know this virus is dangerous, but they don't mind sacrificing people in Wuhan. In fact, a lot of people in Wuhan were protesting an incinerator that was going to poison the heck out of the people in central Hubei province. And the same people that are dying like flies over there with bad nutrition, probably very low vitamin D levels in the middle of winter, and no use of antivirals or anything to stop it. Because you guarantee if any of the people in the senior members of the elite there, they definitely have things already in the wings, like, you know, hydroxychloroquine or knowing other technology, even Chinese herbals that can help them. I don't presume that the global elite over there, they're billionaires, they're Chinese, because remember, 80% of the new billionaires are WTO members since 25 plus years, are all coming as Chinese because they collaborated with the New World Order. That's why when we pretend that they're on one level space chest, that they're an enemy, no. They're the ally of the global elite that want to reduce the population, sterilize us, and start taking over human reproduction in laboratories. They want to control human consciousness, and they do not want us to become the bride of the Most High God. They don't want advanced intelligence. For example, some of my training technologies, which I'm putting up from clay and iron, one called the Curiosity Index Test, that does a septic field test of your cognitive dissonance, and the other is brain exercises. If you do these and take my supplements, I can raise your IQ in a matter of minutes, whether you're 2 years old or 50 or 90. And the problem is, if people understand our biology and our nutrition is horrifying, and a lot of us have gene SNPs that can't activate nutraceuticals, that's why all of my nutraceuticals are bioactivated germinating gene SNP, like 5-methylfolate reductase, etc. And people have to understand something as simple as all hydroxychloroquine does is bring zinc in to interfere with RNA polymerase so the virus can't replicate in your cells. That's all it does. People don't get that, don't they?
Correct. Well, originally there was a number of different drugs that we're going to use. One of them.
Well, some of these drugs are quite dangerous. Actually, they'll cause renal damage. When we had ribavirin in the ICU years ago, ribavirin. Let me finish here. The ribavirin will lower your hemoglobin a gram a day. You can actually go to heart failure because it hemolyzes your hemoglobin. Please go on, continue.
So the chloroquine 5-phosphate is really potent. It's a very toxic drug overall. But that was the originally what they proposed to treat with. The other one was the seltamivir. So they were going to use it in a combination with that. Now, there was a number of different drugs too as well, like darunavir, okay? It was a different alternative method.
You don't even need that. For example, if they take my non-toxic Neutrodyne and Allicin Med, NutriSilver, you take NutriSilver that strips off the capsule of the virus, it's non-toxic, and you don't want to be taking this drug longer than, I say, a couple of weeks. The reason is, we know that if people take it too long, they get damage to their retina and their nervous system, and they can also have QT interval problems and cardiac arrhythmias and heart block. So it's not totally non-toxic, okay? When people say, oh, it's non-toxic, that's not true. And we don't know also the interaction with other drugs, because remember, a lot of drugs lower your immune system. Part of the reason why seniors are at risk is not because they're older. It's because you're taking drugs that are immunosuppressive. You're taking all kinds of blood pressure and other drugs, and they actually suppress your immune system.
That's the only reason why all of us are in danger, because of our immune.
Polypharmacy, yeah.
The immunocompromised.
Right. Well, for example, it says in the Bible in Revelation 9, we would not repent of our pharmakia. That's called pharmacy, people. Yeah. We're using way too many drugs, and these drugs, I'll give you an example. If you take, for example, angiotensin converting enzyme, it does, and I tell people when they're taking it, I say, well, a happy castration. I say, what do you mean, Dr. Deagle? These are doctors, by the way. I said, you don't know any biochemistry, do you? I said, well, not really. I said, guess what? When you get rid of when you actually take an HMG chorion reductase inhibitor, it gets rid of low molecular weight heparin, it gets low molecular weight cofactors are necessary for your body to make testosterone, so you end up there, but it also blocks the CoQ10. So you not only lose CoQ10, which helps make your mitochondria work, but it actually causes loss of male hormones. So you measure someone's testosterone, dihydrotestosterone, and androstenedione in their saliva are unbound to hormone. Guess what? You start taking an HMG chorion reductase inhibitor, and your levels drop like a rock right afterwards. It's a form of chemical castration.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
And these idiots tell you, oh, we've got to lower your cholesterol. Cholesterol does not cause heart disease. Oxidized fatty acids cause heart disease. When a macrophage dies, it has nothing to do with cholesterol. I took care of Eskimos in Northwest Territories in 1977. That's a long time ago, with Dr. Moskowitz at the University of British Columbia. And he was a biochemist and a cardiologist, and I was working in Vancouver General, my internal medicine training. And guess what? I personally drew the bloods on hundreds of people, and guess what? Their cholesterols were 3,000 to 3,500, and none of them had heart disease. Not one. It's a pile of crap that cholesterol causes heart disease. It's a pile of crap. Okay? Now I normally have hydroxyurea cholesterol, which is oxidized, can hurt you, because a macrophage, when it eats that or trans fatty acids, the macrophage dies, the big eater cell. So if you have a poor diet and have high free radical levels, guess what? You get oxidized fatty acids, and you have dead macrophage, which causes it to become a foam cell. This is not open to opinion, people. You think, well, that's your opinion, Deagle.
That's because inflammation.
Yeah, it's not my damned opinion, okay? I can do blood tests at labs right now, like Great Plains Laboratory in Overland Park, Kansas. I can do tests at Meridian Valley Labs. I had a dual laser viscometer because I worked with a cardiologist from Harvard back in late 90s and early 2000s. And when I talked to a cardiologist here in California just 2 years ago, he said, that's just voodoo. I said, what was your PhD in? He said, plant science. I said, obviously, you don't know a damn thing. You're a cardiologist doing angiography and other things, and cardiolite scans, et cetera, and it's a high-speed CT, and you don't even understand the science behind your disease that you're treating. It's ridiculous. Most doctors are called intellectual contortionists. They have their heads so far up their behind, they've not seen daylight intellectually, because all they can see is the inside of their bowels intellectually from their head, their cranial insertion in their rectum. That's how stupid they are.
So you understand how the labeling system works. You have to doctor it every 5 years. So
Right.
After 2000, whoever you got there, after 2000, now they have to decorate in every.
Well, which vaccine are you referring to, Norbert?
No, I'm not referring to any vaccines right now. I'm referring to your continuous medical education. So,
oh, yeah, the CMA garbage, you know, continued medical disinformation, basically. That's why I'm not interested in a medical license in any state in this country or Canada, because they're a bunch of knuckleheads. Naturopaths are more with it. Chiropractors are more with it. And I belong to the First Nations Medical Board and will soon be also attached to the California Naturopathic Association. But the medical doctors are basically, most of them, if there's 1 or 2% that are scientists and do a physiology or toxicology or pathology degree, they're ignored by their colleagues because they can't understand the articles they publish in their own journals, like cardiology or neurology or whatever.
Yep.
It's disgusting. And if after 50 years, my opinion means something. And if you think your doctor's real smart, that's because they're good at golf and you like talking to them, or you're married, your son's married to their daughter, it doesn't mean a thing that they have any brains. Guess what? God weaponized me from the day I was spawned 68 years ago, dead on arrival. I'm a tough SOB. And people say, well, you're not nice, Dr. Deagle. I said, you're so perceptive. There's not a nice cell in my body or molecule, but I will die for you, but I will not, N-O-T, lie to you. I won't lie to you, even if it kills me. I won't.
Sure.
And that's what people don't like.
That
people,
I would lie, but there's been
I had a doctor. I was at a conference in Phoenix 13 years ago, and a doctor came up to me and said, Deagle, we've been dialoguing for a while because you're treating Lyme disease. I said, I'm getting good results, but I'm afraid to lose my license. I said, what do you mean? If we give longer antibiotics longer than a month, then the state licensing authority is going to come after me. I said, really? So I said, you're more worried about your license than killing people or them being permanently harmed. Yeah. I said, you know what it says? Good and evil is not the opposite of good. It's the absence of it. If our population wakes up and smells the informational and the spiritual and truth coffee and takes their manna sandwich of truth, the New World Order is dead.
Yes, but I believe your expectations are really high.
Out there, believe it or not, my day, Norbert, I appreciate it. I'm going to get you back on. We're going to get a better audio, too, though. We're going to get you better audio. Perhaps tomorrow in the second half of hour two, which is after around 1:30 Pacific time, which is, I think your Michigan is 2 hours later. It'll be around 3:30. Call back in right 3:30 and we'll get you back on. Let's get our audio improved a bit, though. Back in a moment. Josh Bernstein coming up.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
At NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.